Can I get some levels from you, sir?
Yes, sir. How does this level sound?
That's
How's
great.
This level sound now? Any better now? How
That's
about
good.
Now?
That's a good level. I like
How about
that level?
That level?
Yeah.
This is the Citadel Cafe.
This is the Citadel Cafe, episode number 26, recorded live Wednesday, June 27th, 2012. I am Joel Duggan of StarCrossedOnline.com. Chad is still away, and Peyton is getting rizzy for a holiday vacation, so I have two guests with me tonight. First, I would like to welcome back Mr. Brian Provo from Ted Poolery. How's it going, Brian?
Great, Joel. Good to be with you and Jocelyn, especially the week after Nerdtacular. This is perfect timing.
Awesome. Spoiler.
You totally just spoiled my guest spot,
spoiled
man.
What?
Spoiler.
Oh, you didn't tell me it was a surprise.
Well, see, if you read these little things we call notes. So, okay,
I didn't see the surprise in the notes.
I see. Okay. I should have been like big red letters, surprise.
Hey, you can always do it over again. We do it a lot on Ted Poolery.
And we have our very first female guest on the show, note taker extraordinaire. Host of the Gamers Inn podcast and my better half, Jocelyn Moffat. Hello.
Well, hello. Long time no see.
I know. It's not like we've just spent the last weekend attached at the hip at Nerdtacular. Oh, too funny. Well, if you happen to be new to the Citadel Cafe, this is where we three, not always these three, but a three, come to hang out and talk about the things that we've been into lately. We gravitate towards geeky sci-fi and fantasy stuff, but we're not myopic. We cover everything from movies, television, to books, apps, and websites. And with Peyton out this week, the three of us have something in common. The Frog Pants Nerdtacular convention that we've been talking about on the show from time to time over the last few weeks happened this weekend. Both myself and Jocelyn and Brian were all in Salt Lake City, Utah for Scott Johnson's big event. Nerdtacular.com for more information and the hashtag NTXII, as in Nerdtacular12 on Twitter. And you can find some more information there. But we made it. We survived. We are back. Obviously, Brian, your flights got you where you needed to go.
Sure. Sure. I didn't have as many issues as some other folk. But
jeez. I guess we can get right onto that. I mean, Salt Lake City is a long way away.
And it really, really is.
We knew that. But, I mean, it felt even farther coming back. Because, as everybody heard on Twitter when we were complaining about it, we ran into some delays. Ironically, all the way back at Toronto, we had to go from Utah to San Francisco, from San Francisco to Toronto, and then from Toronto here to Halifax. The Toronto flight was supposed to leave at 10:55
yes.
p.m., did not leave until
12:55, because it was 2 full hours we were sitting on the tarmac in the plane.
Yeah.
Doing Holy cow.
A whole lot of nothing. So then there's an hour time difference. The flight itself was a little over an hour. It was quite fast.
I think it was about an hour and a half, because I got to watch Harry Potter, so
okay,
Harry Potter fit in the flight.
Wow.
Yeah, so then we landed local time at around 3:40.
3:40, yeah.
20-minute cab ride home, get yourself sorted, and I think we went to bed at about 5 a.m. Hour time.
Wow.
Yeah. Long day.
Long, long day.
That is insane.
Yeah, yeah. So, but everything else was fine. All the connecting flights were okay going down. We had a little bit of a short scare in Chicago, but we made it. There was a big sigh of relief once the Chicago plane was in the air and we were on our way to Utah. Well, sigh of relief from Jocelyn. I don't fly very well. So,
okay.
6 takeoffs and 6 landings over the weekend was a lot.
Pretty much did them in.
I was going to say, you must have been maxed out big time.
Yeah. I mean, I got the bigger planes were better, obviously. But right. The little planes were not so great. I don't enjoy the whole takeoff landing with the small plane.
Sure.
But you flew as well, did you?
Yeah, I did. I flew from Hartford, Connecticut, which is about an hour from where I live in Massachusetts, maybe an hour and 10 minutes. And I flew down to Atlanta first, had a quick layover, and then flew to Salt Lake from there. So total travel time was about 7.5 hours.
Oh, geez, that's still a good clip.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, you know, my day started out at 2 a.m., so,
oh yeah,
you know, to get to the airport in time, that sort of thing. So it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, we totaled I think 13 on the way down, and that was everything moving smoothly. And
right.
And just under or just over 17 on the way back.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's a long day.
Absolutely long day. Insane.
If we had known that, we probably would have sprung for the hotel somewhere.
And sure.
Like in San Francisco.
Yes, possibly.
I was very excited.
That's a big airport, too.
Yes.
San Francisco. Wow. Right, so I don't know where to start, man. So much happened this weekend. Like, it's all a blur, but at the same time, when I was making these notes, I was like, oh, I totally remember that. That was awesome. And then, oh, I remember that, too. That was also awesome. So I guess we can kind of general overview. Is this your first time at Nerdtacular?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, cool.
It
was. So
us, I didn't know that.
Okay, us too.
Yeah, this is my first time. Yep, and it was amazing.
Oh, God, so much fun. So much fun. The only thing I can say is that we are going to stay longer next year.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm hoping for a full out week, 7 days, if not longer.
When did you go down there this time, Brian?
I flew down on Wednesday morning. So I got into Salt Lake about 11:30 Utah time, mountain time. And I left Sunday morning. I had to be at the airport for 4:30 in the morning. So.
Right. Yes, I remember now. Right.
It was a little rough going there, but had to miss the Brave movie, unfortunately, and hanging out and saying goodbyes to everybody on Sunday. But Saturday totally made it all like perfect and worthwhile.
Good. Okay. Good. Yeah. Saturday was a fantastic day. I imagine Scott is probably sleeping well these
Still.
Days.
Man, I sure hope he is, because he was running laps.
Yeah.
He was really moving.
Yeah. When you think that, I mean, there's lots of people there to meet and hang out with, a whole group of people, but mm-hmm. everybody there is there to at least say hi to Scott and shake his hand. That's like 600
exactly.
handshakes in the course of a day or two.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. For me, it was, I think, three in a row. Like, hey, Scott, you did my tattoo. Nice. Hey, Scott, by the way, the bathroom's third floor, completely empty. Go for it. Seriously, that was one of the conversations I had with him, because I was coming in through the main entranceway, downstairs on the first floor, mm-hmm. Going into see the beginning of the Sword and Laser podcast. Scott was like on the heels of his feet. He was just moving. He gets to the doorway and bumps into me. And the way we met was kind of like shoulder to shoulder, but Scott's like 1,000 feet taller than me. So the way his hand landed on me was like on my shoulder, and the way my hand landed was like on his waist and the side of his stomach. It was really awkward. So we're in this like retarded half hug, and he's like, I really got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, dude, go. I just came from third floor and there's nobody up there. And he just kind of like tapped me. He said, thank you. And he just took off. So it was pretty funny.
Nice, nice. When we first walked in, we were getting sorted. We were up in the first three rows. Mm-hmm. And we saw Scott running around, getting ready, and he was doing stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't want to bug him. He's pretty busy. But then he kind of stopped moving. He kind of just stood there for a little while, was kind of surveying the situation. He had already said hi to a couple people. So we thought, well, okay, it's a good time to shake his hand before we sit down. So I reached out, shook his hand, said, hi, it's Joel. He's like, oh, hey, how's it going? Glad you made it, blah, blah, blah. And then I introduce Jocelyn, and he goes to reach for Jocelyn's hand, shakes her hand, mm-hmm. and then he does this double take. We're like, oh, Joel and Jocelyn! And he recognizes us as opposed to me. And I was like,
sure that was Scott recognizing me.
Yes, yes. Well, probably.
Oh,
yeah, it was all
awesome.
Me.
Probably. But it was really funny to see the light bulb go off in his head.
Yep.
And then, of course, he knew who we were and stuff like that. So,
sure.
And you guys, you were there with the whole like Tadpool. Was all of Tadpoolery there? I mean, we met Rob.
Yeah, all of Tadpoolery was there. Nick was there. Trisha was there. And then Rob and I. So yeah, we were all there, and we somehow ended up like having this whole section on the right side of the stage all to ourselves.
Yeah. No, we saw that because we were in the center section.
Yeah, and it was funny because, Jocelyn's like sending me tweets, and my phone's not set to notify me of tweets, so I just happened to look at it. I'm like, oh, Jocelyn tweeted. She said, oh, she's looking for me. Yeah, that was me taking pictures. So over the course of like the next 45 minutes, I finally figure out where you guys are sitting, and I lean over and wave. I didn't actually get to talk to either of you until like way later in the day because it was just so crazy.
Yeah.
But we somehow ended up in that section, just to the left of you guys. And the whole Tadpool team was over there with all of our T-shirts and stuff. You'll see if you weren't at Nerdtacular, there was probably, I would say, 20 to 30 of us with blue Tadpool T-shirts that had our chat room nickname on the back. And then it had a number that we picked out to personalize the T-shirt a little bit. So
Cool.
It was, it was pretty cool. I think Scott was freaked out by us, honestly. and Ibit,
you were a little
Ibit
intimidating.
Yeah, we're forced.
Yeah,
little rowdy. You know, a little excited to be there. But no, Ibit loved it. I mean, he ate it up the whole show.
Yeah, no, that first day was really cool. I mean, they started off on some really exciting and somber notes. Mm-hmm. You know, with Scott reading that letter about a guy's son that had passed away, but the son had found, you know, all this laughter in Scott's podcasts. And I mean, we were close enough to see him shaking as he was reading that. I mean, I can only imagine how that makes him feel, like, just sad that the kid didn't make it, but still, like, so overwhelmed to have touched somebody with all this podcasting that he does. And there was a lot of really good tidbits of information in that big panel. Mm-hmm. At the front there, and which is, it's funny how we actually got to sit up front. Did Brian grab you? He grabbed you, didn't he? Yeah. So I mean, like, I'm on Comics Coast to Coast with Brian Dunaway, and Jocelyn does the notes. That's how we met, actually. So Brian, of course, is always pulling for us and trying to get us out in the spotlight. When we're always just like, what? Who? What? No, don't do that. So
not
Brian,
used to the attention.
Yeah. Right. So did he come up to you, Jocelyn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he kind of turned around and saw us sitting behind him. He was like, what are you guys doing back there?
In the third row.
Yeah, in the third row, because we were so far back.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Too funny. So, he pulls us up into the front row, and we're next to a bunch of producers. You know, like, the Spags are up there. Kim is up there. Terpster was there. Brian Dunaway was sitting next to us for a little bit. But then, of course, they all go up on stage for the big producer panel, which leaves the front row empty, except for Jocelyn and I.
Sure.
So when you're there, I mean, the whole crowd is looking at the panel, but the panel is looking at the first three rows.
Right.
And now we're the only people in the front row. And we're smack dab in front of...
The streaming camera.
Tom Merritt, Randy, and Veronica Belmont.
Yes.
Yeah. So we were sitting there like, okay, this is cool, but awkward.
So did you find yourself, like, focusing on them and trying to maintain eye contact while they were speaking? Like, they were speaking directly to you, or were you just trying to, like, not make eye contact and distract them? And
no, I mean, they were looking out over the crowd a lot of times. But
That's good.
Yeah, we tried to keep it, you know, I don't know. It was more the camera, I think, that was bugging me than anything else.
Yeah, sure. I kind of felt, not so much during the producers panel, but then during the Sword and Laser podcast, I kept, like, looking at Veronica and, like, having, like, eye contact with Veronica. And I was just like, okay, I feel like some kind of, like, really creepy kind of person right now. Because I know she's not talking to me.
Right,
but
right.
But, it was kind of, it was weird.
Yeah.
Weird, but super cool.
Yes.
Exactly, yeah. It was a good weird.
Yeah.
See, we were sitting, the whole Tadpole group, I was in the second row, and that huge honking streaming camera on that side was smack dab, like, pointed at my forehead for 95% of this event. So I've already seen a couple screen grabs that people got, and I'm like, oh, thank God I don't look like a complete fool.
Yeah.
My phone kept going off the whole time with people saying, oh, I'm watching the live stream and I could see GIS Gamer. And I was like, oh, no pressure.
No pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was a couple tweets that went out too from Randy and Nicole. They had taken pictures of the crowd, and it was before things had really gotten going, so everybody was looking at their phone, including Jocelyn and I. So both pictures are of Jocelyn and I in the front row with our heads down looking at the phone, which I thought was kind of funny.
And we stick out like sore thumbs because I was wearing a white shirt. I can't remember. You were wearing a light-colored.
Light blue.
And then the sun was on us because it was just about to, you know, go down past the window. So the sun was on top of us. And so between my blonde hair, light skin, and white shirt, and I'm just like a spotlight in the front row.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And I think the other thing, too, is that because we're both pretty tall, I mean, my dad had emailed me later and said he tuned in, you know, periodically over the day just to kind of check out what's going on. And he said, like, you know, every time he tuned in, like, there we were, front row. And even if the camera was going from the back, looking at the panel, he could still see the top of, like, the shoulders and the top of our heads because we were sitting above everybody because we're taller, right?
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny. Go ahead, Brian.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just going to say that I was really, like, shocked by how tall everybody was when I got there because I'm 5'11", so I'm totally average.
Yeah.
But the people that are around me all day, you know, at work and at home and that whole thing, everybody's shorter than me for the most part. So I feel like I'm kind of, you know, 6'1", 6'2", in there. Then I get to Nerdtacular, and everybody is, like, towering over me. I mean, even Ibbit's got, like, half a head and, you know, above me. It was just...
I didn't realize very he was so tall. I knew Scott was tall, but I didn't know anybody else.
Yeah, Ibbot's really tall, too. He's got to be 6'2".
Yeah, he's like an inch shorter than Scott. Scott's like 6'3 or 6'4". Tom Merritt is about 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Scott Fletcher's a tall man, too.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
And, of course, Rob is tall from Ted Poolery.
He is. Rob is tall. Yeah, he's like probably the same height as Ibbot, give or take.
Yeah, they're very, very tall people. There was one guy that was really tall from, I think he was the guy from the Doghouse.
Clark, I want to say, maybe, from Doghouse?
Yeah.
From Doghouse, he was a giant.
So did you get to touch base with a lot of fans there, Brian?
Yes and no. I mean, some people were kind of, there was a lot going on. And I think some people were kind of nervous about coming up to some of us Tadpoolers just because we were so like ready to go and have fun. And, you know, there was a lot of chanting and hooting and hollering and stuff. So I think some people were like, oh, a little shy. I'm going to let those guys calm down a little bit before we go over. But I did get to meet some people and it was awesome. I mean, you know, I hope next year that, there was a lot of posts on Facebook about people saying, you know, I was a little too shy to introduce myself to people and that sort of thing. Next year, just go for it. Don't be shy. Say hi to every single person you see because you'll enjoy the time and you'll remember the time that much more.
Oh, yes.
After it's passed.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I wish I had more time with some people that, well, I mean, you, for starters. We only were able to talk to you standing around at the rear of the convention center there just to chat for a few minutes, you know?
Yeah. And it was funny because... I couldn't get to you guys at any point. And then when I finally had a chance to get to you, you were up walking around and everything. And Jocelyn actually caught me out in the hallway. She punched me in the arm and I was like, what the heck? Somebody just hit me. Holy crap, it's Jocelyn.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. So,
oh, no, it was good. That's like the best way to get my attention is just smack me. I will immediately look and go, who are you? And then Joel, you came up behind me and kind of scared the crap out of me. Or gave me a little tap. I was like, oh.
I did that on purpose.
I wasn't ready.
I would apologize, but I'm not sorry.
Oh, no, it was great. It was good. Yeah, I wish we had more time. You know, when I got out of Nerdtacular that night and got in the car after we corralled everybody because we had a group from the Nerd House and we had a big SUV that fit 8 of us. So after I got everybody in the car and we took off, I'm like, holy crap, I didn't say goodbye to half the people I wanted to because it was just kind of a mass exodus.
Yeah, you know, and then you had to get up so early the next day.
Yeah. So it was kind of like get back to the house and pack and all that kind of stuff.
Right on.
So, but that feeds back into that whole, you know, we need more time next year.
Yeah, yes. Agreed. So, tell us about the Nerd House. I mean, we had an invite. We didn't have a car there, so we didn't have an easy way to get there.
That was a mistake, I think.
Yeah,
not having a car.
So
yeah, there was a lot that that went on that whole week. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You guys were actually in the perfect place. Because you were at the Hampton with everybody else, if I understand correctly.
Yes,
and that's where 99% of the crazy, wacky stuff happened. And that's where you could have easy access to literally anybody associated with Frog Pants, its shows, its fans, the whole thing. Nerd House started up probably a couple years ago. And since, you know, it had Nerd House 1, now there's like 2 or 3 different Nerd Houses that get rented every year in Salt Lake or around Salt Lake.
Cool.
So what we did was we had a group of about 15 of us all chip in and rent this gigantic mansion of a house.
Wow.
And it was huge, you know, and it's like a ski house, ski lodge kind of thing where, you know, during the winter, skiers can stack up on bunk beds and everything and mattresses on the floor and, you know, have a place to go and get warm and then go back out and ski later that day or the following afternoon. So in the summertime, it's really cheap. And it was about $123, $125 a person for the whole 5 days we were there.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was really like cost efficient to do it this way. And plus, you know, the group that we had from the Tad Pool, we've all been friends for well over a year now anyways. So we all knew each other inside and out.
Yeah.
So that makes it, you know, a lot easier. So the house itself had, 4 bedrooms that were all either queen or king size beds, 4 bathrooms, 2 of them were full bathrooms. It had downstairs a full theater room that had stadium seating that would sit 10 easily, but probably closer to 15. You know, and it had these big, huge, gigantic beanbags on the floor and everything. And
wow.
Had like more mattresses you could pull out if people wanted to like set those up as a day bed type configuration. Big, gigantic projection screen. In the front of the theater, surround sound, the whole 9 yards. So We use that for music, and we use that to watch He-Man. The night before Nerd Tackler, we threw on Masters of the Universe, and I'll watch that.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was a good time for the 45 minutes that I stayed awake to watch it. Outside the theater room, you had a full kitchen with a bar. You also had a pool table, ping pong table, poker table, and a foosball table in that same area. So that was pretty much the area where we spent a lot of our time. The only problem with this part of the house, this is the basement of the house, is that they didn't put air conditioning downstairs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so for whatever reason, they didn't do that. We all stayed down there and just sweat and, you know, sucked it up and dealt with it. Eventually, you know, the party would move upstairs to where the AC is. And we had a TV set up with Rock Band karaoke going for two or three of the nights that we were there. So it was quite a good time. While we were there, Scott Fletcher actually came out. I think it was Thursday night that Scott came out. And he spent a good couple hours at the house hanging out with us. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
So that was really nice. Because I've talked to Scott numerous times outside of, you know, Nerdtacular. But never been able to see him in person. And he and I got some one-on-one time outside just in the cooler air at night. And it was great.
Nice.
It was great. He's a phenomenal guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's super, super, and very funny.
And you've
had him on Tad Poolery, yes?
Yeah. He was on, probably episode 10, somewhere around there. He was on one of our earlier episodes. Both he and Brian had been on the show. So,
yeah. Have you nabbed the elusive Scott Johnson yet?
No, you know, and that was something that Scott and I kind of kicked around. I told him, you know, eons before Nerdtacular came around that if we could make it work, doing a live Tadpoolery just in like a back room someplace, you know, during Nerdtacular would be sweet because Nomize was there. He had all the equipment and everything.
Right.
And Scott said, great idea. Let's see if we can do it just on the fly. And if we can, great. And if we can't, no worries.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just one of those things when I got there, I didn't really want to invest the time in it because it was already so hectic.
Yes.
You know, that was the last thing I wanted to do was add more to somebody's plate, you know, to try and do a one-off. So that was my original idea to do an interview with Scott. I think at this point we're going to save it for probably episode 50 or episode 100, you know, something like that. I mean, we're 30 episodes in now, which is really crazy. I wasn't expecting it to take off like it has and be consistent every single week like it has been. So I'm really happy with the results that we're getting from the show.
Nice, man. I like it. It's a great show.
Yeah, it's just a conversation of you know, friends that are all into the same podcast, and it works out pretty well.
It's like a really, you know, really small Nerdtacular on a weekly basis.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. And I'm looking forward to tonight's episode because that's going to be, you know, similar. It's going to be a Nerdtacular recap. So
cool.
It'll be cool to see what everybody's up to and what they were able to experience in that time.
Right on. So, I mean, Jocelyn hasn't been saying a whole lot here, so I'm going to pick on her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
just remember, I was there the entire event. I can pick on you right back.
Oh, I know. I'm not going to make fun of you. I want to know what your, say, highlight was. We'll go around the table and get, like, the highlight of say, Nerdtacular.
Sweet.
Of, like, the day, of the event. Not necessarily the whole weekend, but, like, the whole, like, 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Conference thing that went on.
For me, I think it was probably the producers panel right at the beginning.
Yeah.
I thought that there were a lot of really good tips because, I mean, like, Ryan and I have only been doing our show for, well, about the same as you, Brian, but I think we're coming up on episode 28 or 29.
Yeah, you guys are close.
Yeah. So I found that there was a lot of really good advice from the producers on, you know, like your own podcasting and, you know, how to build and maintain a community and all that kind of stuff that you think that you know, but then you hear people talk about it who've been doing it for years and you're just like, oh, yeah, right. So I think that was probably it. It was the producers panel. I thought was fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the Sword and Laser talk.
Oh, yeah, that was good too.
Because
that
I've been meaning to listen to the show, thinking that it was going to be either full of spoilers or too far ahead in whatever book they're reading. Yeah. And it's totally not. It's totally digestible as a non-reader and as a way to find new stuff. So I'm looking forward to, Demon is one of the books that they mentioned. I'm thinking that's going to be next on my list after I finish the current Game of Thrones book that I'm on. What about you, Brian?
Cool. Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. That was actually my first ever listened to episode. In this case, I was able to view it live of Sword and Laser, and it was awesome. It was just really, really good. So I think that's going to become a staple for me in the future as part of my regular listening regimen.
Yeah, but I might check it out on Apple TV on YouTube because they do the Geek and Sundry thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I think they're different. I think the audio podcast is different content than the video podcast.
Is it really both?
I believe so.
Jeez, okay.
I think.
Wow. So are they doing two different shows?
Yeah, they do two different shows. I think the audio one is much more like the book club.
I think I remember them saying that.
Yes.
Yes.
It's something. I can't remember exactly where they draw the line, but it's different different content in the two different places. So.
Hmm. Interesting. So did you, Brian, did you get to meet everybody that you wanted to meet? Or, well, like big Frogpants people.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to spend as much time with Brian Ibbett as I wanted to, but I was fortunate enough to hook up with him in Denver last October and go out to dinner with him and his family and everything. So that was good.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too disappointing, but still I wanted to make a point to be able to spend a few minutes with him. I felt really bad going up to these guys and like trying to take some of their time because there were so many people trying to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I really just kind of laid back, and if they had like a few seconds to breathe, I'd just walk up, say a quick hi, and keep on trucking, you know. But for me, the highlight of the actual Nerd Tackler event was when Carrie, who is Cleo from the Tadpool, took me up to Scott Johnson and had me show him my Yoda tattoo. I got a Yoda tattoo the Friday before Nerdtacular, and Scott was actually the guy that designed the tattoo.
Nice.
So it was pretty awesome. It was very, you know, cool to see his reaction and see what he thought of the design, because he just gave me the black outline, and then the tattoo artist, Junior from Deviant Tattoo, did all the coloring and everything. And Scott loved it. He just thought it was great. So that was probably the highlight of the event.
Nice. That is really cool. It's really, really cool. For me, I think, the Sword and Laser podcast, I mean, if we're going to go beyond the event, I'm going to say dinner on Saturday night.
Yes.
I think was a really freaking cool moment for me. Started off with a very embarrassing moment for myself that Jocelyn finds extremely funny. Sitting in the front row as we were, Jocelyn had taken a picture of Tom and Veronica. I don't know whether it was Sword and Laser. I think it might have been the producers.
No, it was the producers
thing. So they were right there. And she says something along the lines of, like, I'm 6 feet from Tom Merritt and Veronica Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how cool is this? And after the panel, or in between panels, Tom looked up and looked at Jocelyn and recognized her, thinking, like, that's the girl that just took a picture and tagged Veronica and I in it and was gushing about it, you know? So she goes up to meet him, and then I get brought up to meet him because Jocelyn and I are sitting next to each other. So, I mean, here I am meeting Tom Merritt, who is, I mean, I'm a fanboy. I really am.
Huge fanboy.
It's kind of sad. And I've interviewed him before. Like, I've spent a half an hour talking to him on Versus the World Radio one time with Todd.
Right.
Plus, you were on Forecast as well.
Yes, so I was on Forecast with Scott and Tom. And I had never, I mean, I've spoken to Scott like quickly on like a TMS call in or something like that. But Forecast was a big like hour long video Twitch show, and I was meeting both like virtually both Tom and Scott at the same time. So that was kind of nerve wracking. But then meeting Tom and stuff like that, I mean, I meant to be just level headed and I just kind of said, hey, it's really nice to meet you. I've been following your work for a while, you know, ever since Buzz Out Loud sort of thing. And then somebody came over and interrupted us as Tom and I were talking. Somebody like a tech person was saying, oh, we need you to move to this mic or something because of what was happening next.
Sure.
And I just, like, it was like a reset button went off in my head. Tom looked at me, asked me the same question. I gave him the exact same answer, which, by the way, I had sent in an email to him probably 6 months ago. Like, it just after being on some other show with him, right? So, oh my gosh. Like,
Joel spewed fanboy all over Tom.
Yeah. I was not happy with it at all. Not at all. And in the meantime, so Tom and I are chatting kind of like across one another, and then across in the X in the other direction is Jocelyn meeting Veronica Belmont, who's sitting right next to Tom, and handling it way better than I was. You know, because she's kind of on the same level. as Tom is for me, I would think.
Right, yes. You know. Oh, God, for a second, I thought you were calling me on the same level as Veronica Belmont. I was like, No.
Well, I mean, Veronica...
Veronica, me to Veronica is you to Tom.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a big deal. We sat through Sword and Laser. Tom even mentioned me, I think, at some point during Sword and Laser, asked me a question about something. I had ducked out quickly to go to the bathroom. I came back and he asked me something. I was like, I have no idea.
I just missed the last 20 minutes.
That was right after you and I had a quick little chat in the back of back of the auditorium.
Yes, that's exactly what.
No sooner did you hit the chair, and he was like, "So, Joel, what do you think about that?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh man, we weren't listening. That's not good."
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And so later on, Tom actually came up to me after Sword and Laser was over. I was standing in the main doorway there, and I shook his hand, and he said, "Hey, look, I'm sorry I was so distracted when you guys came up to say hi." I was like, "Oh, dude, don't worry, me too." I thought, hey, cool.
right. Play it off. You're all set.
Fandom kind of subdued slightly. So I asked him what they were doing later, because I said, you know, like, I know that you're into microbrews. I am too. I'd love to buy you a beer. You know, just kind of pick his brain. And he just looks at me and just says, well, hey, what are you doing for dinner? And I was like, well, nothing. We have no plans. So he was like, good. Here. He adds me to this Nerdtacular group app. What's it called? GroupMe is the iPhone app.
Okay.
And so he adds me to a conversation that's basically Tom, Veronica, the Spags, Scott Johnson,
Dunaway,
Ibbit, Terpster, everybody, like all the main producers are just on this thread, so we can meet them later for dinner. Well, they didn't go at dinner hour. We ended up hooking up with them later, like after the whole, you know, concert and everything.
Right.
But Jocelyn and I sat at a table at Iggy's. It went Jocelyn, Tom, Veronica, Terpster... I think it was the guy from Major Spoilers.
Yes.
Steve Schleicher.
Yeah, Steven Schleicher.
Yeah. And then some other people came in later. Oh, Dave. Sales Geekery. Dave, what's his last name? I don't remember.
I can't remember.
No, it's funny. Terrible. Like it's so hard with all these like screen names and real names.
He was doing all the marketing and swag and everything.
Yeah,
for the event.
Yeah.
I can't think of his last name either. That's so awful. Yeah.
Wasn't it David Michael?
Yes.
David Michael?
Is Michael actually his last name?
I thought it was.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. Sorry, Dave.
Yes, I know.
We apologize.
So terrible.
We met so many people. So then on the other side of the table, so across from Jocelyn, it goes me, Brian Dunaway, John, the guy that opened for Pollen Storm.
Aiello.
Yes, John Aiello. And then I want to say Kimmy and somebody else. From the Tadpool, I think, or producer.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think it was one of the other guys from maybe Critical Hit or something.
Could have been.
One of the guys that does the show with Steve Schleicher, I think, maybe. Anyway, so we're at this... I mean, we had dinner for like an hour and a bit with talking with Veronica Belmont and Tom Merritt and Brian Dunaway was there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was great. It was
so crazy.
Laid back, and I mean, it was very non-fanboy.
Yeah.
Which was happy for me. It was a nice reset to my... earlier gush of just fanboy nuttiness.
It
was
not,
I'm doing it again. It was so surreal. We walked in Friday night after our flight and the lobby at the Hampton was like Scott Johnson, Tom, like everybody, all the producers were basically there hanging out with everybody and playing cards. It was just too much. We're just like, okay, this is kind of surreal. We're going to go eat.
Yeah, we haven't even checked in yet. We just came from like 14 hours of traveling. I'm not ready for this. Like, I'm leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a really cool moment. And the only sad thing about all of this cool stuff that happened is that we have almost no pictures.
Yeah, none.
None. Mm. We didn't do the whole take a picture with me thing.
Or sign my... this
whatever,
thing.
Yeah. I got to draw a picture on Veronica's cell phone case, though.
I did see that on Twitter. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
That was really cool, man.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. It was. She originally handed it to Dunaway, and Dunaway just kind of teased me and kind of slid it to me, and I was like, oh, geez, thanks, man. No pressure whatsoever.
Exactly.
And then he hands me a couple of Sharpies. I thought, well, it's a black case. I'll use the silver Sharpie. Well, the silver Sharpie is a piece of crap. So immediately I put down three lines and go, oh no, I have so much work to do to make this even look presentable to Veronica. So I just basically did a little cartoon of her as best I could and gave it back to her. So she was happy with it. She thought it was kind of cute. So whatever. It's very cool. She tagged me on Instagram. So that's all good. But yeah, it was so nice just to see everybody kind of in non-podcast mode.
Right. Yeah. That's the best part about it, is just get them in that, in their everyday comfort, so to speak.
Yeah.
Outside of the, oh my God, you're blah, 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 blah. You know, you're some crazy podcasting celebrity. You just get to see the normal person and interact with them. And it's,
which is actually really,
really awesome.
It was really funny because I guess Sunday morning we went down to the hotel and we grabbed breakfast, like just in the little lobby cafe area there. And we were looking for a place to sit and we were both like just looking, looking, looking. And then somebody called us over and we didn't even realize it was Scott Fletcher because he didn't have a shirt and tie on. So we were just like, oh, wow, you actually are a real person and not the Scott Fletcher all the time.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. He showed up at Nerd House just, you know, regular shirt, jeans, and I'm like, okay, this is normal Scott Fletcher. Awesome. You know? And it, that's the cool thing. I mean, when he showed up, it was like no pressure because I've been talking to him over the last year, you know, for Tadpoolery show related stuff and that sort of thing. It was just easy, you know, just move right into it. The one person I was really nervous when I met was Scott Johnson. So I'm like, I do a geek nerd cast about the community that you have in your podcast. Nice to meet you. What do you think of my tattoo? You know that, and that was pretty much the conversation. Yeah. Yeah. And I walked away trembling, going, "I'm such a retard. Jesus, yeah. We screwed it up." And then I did the same thing to his wife because Kim was like, the whole event, people were coming to me saying, "Hey, Kim wants to see your tattoo. She really wants to see it. She really wants to see it." No, seriously, dude, show her your freaking tattoo already. And I was getting this the whole, you know, as the hours passed by, people are coming up to me and telling me to go find her. But she was like everybody else, running around doing stuff, and I didn't want to like bother her. Mm-hmm. So right before the Pollen Storm concert, go up and I'm like, "Hey, I'm Brian. You know, I got the Yoda tattoo." She's like, "Oh my God, let me see it." I'm like, "Okay." And as I was introducing myself, totally just stumbled over my words, and I was just like, "Blah blah 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 blah." Couldn't get the words out. My tongue got in my way, and it was downhill from there.
Well, Jocelyn had a couple people do that to her.
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I did. I had a couple people just kind of like run up and go, "Are you a GIS gamer? Do you do the Gamers In? Hi, I'm Blah." And like, so fast I didn't even catch names. And then like, shook my hand and ran away. I was just like, "Oh, hi, bye.
Nice, nice to meet you." Yeah. As they're running down the hallway.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah. But I'm a regular person. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Scott Johnson and Veronica Belmont are regular people too. And I pretty much did the exact same thing, so I guess I get it, but...
Yeah, well, they're used to the attention, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because how many Twitter followers does Veronica have? Like 2 million
or
something?
2.5 million crazy? Or something crazy like
insane.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. Insane. Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's I was thinking, like, we had, even the first night we were there, somebody who we didn't know, we're having a beer on the patio at Iggy's,
yes.
And this really tiny girl sticks her head out the window and goes, "Are you guys from Canada?" And we're like, "Yeah." "Are you from Halifax?" "Yeah." "Did you just move there from Ontario?" And Jocelyn says, "Yeah." And then she just disappears. And was like, "Okay, yes, this is us, but you can..."
Wouldn't you like to come out and join us for the pint that we're having right now?
Jeez, it wasn't a pint. It was more like a barrel.
Oh, yeah, well.
Sounds like you guys found the good place for beer in Salt Lake.
I don't know, what is it called? The Amber or the Red or something? I didn't like that one.
Yeah, no. But I had Blue Moon and I liked that one.
Yeah, the Blue Moon was good. And what
but
was
they
the
had that Moon's everywhere.
Good. Yeah, Cutthroat was the one that I liked.
Ah, cool.
That was good beer. But yeah, they're 25-ounce drafts.
Really?
Yeah. For $5?
Yeah, whereas we get 20 here
for $6 or $7. Yeah.
Yeah, that's stop about what we would get here.
Sorry.
Yeah. But Pepsi, see, the other thing too in Salt Lake is the alcohol content on your tap beers is lower. It's anywhere from 4% down.
Yes.
Per glass or per bottle, whatever. But if you buy it bottled, that's when you can get into the higher 8-9% alcohol.
Okay. Well, there's content. The trick.
Yes.
Yeah.
No more draft for me.
Yep. But Corey, who's one of the regular Tadpoolers, he was staying at the Nerd House. He and I actually picked him up at the airport on Wednesday afternoon. And we went to downtown Salt Lake and just walked around. We ended up taking a 30-minute walk and finding Epic Brewery in downtown Salt Lake. And it was excellent. It was very, very good.
Nice.
So if you guys go back next year, you should check out Epic Brewery. And you can actually buy their bottles in the various stores and stuff around Salt Lake.
Oh, cool.
Oh, we will be going back next year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we are too. Yeah.
And definitely renting a car.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was very cool of Todd, who is War Crusher on the forums, I think. And who is it? Mike Iceworm.
Yes.
And, of course,
our friend Paul Swickard and his wife. They all had cars down, and they were wanting to hang out with us, so they were nice enough to drive us to places like the venue or back to the hotel or to the movie the next day. And as a result, we also get to hang out with them over lunch hours and mm-hmm. have lunch with them.
Which is good, yeah.
I should not forget Adam Christensen from the MacCast. Yes. He drove to lunch at Nantucket, and it was very nice of him, and it was fun to hang out with him for a bit, too. So, I mean, like, it was a really cool way to get to know people, and not everybody had vehicles. So we think if we get one next year, we'll be able to say, hey, you know, who wants a ride? Let's go grab lunch.
Yeah.
Sure,
great
sure.
way to sit down when it's just, like, four or six of you.
Right,
and actually
right.
talk, as opposed to meeting Scott Johnson in the middle of